Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower, and that music is from the band Nest. They are playing a free show tonight, Wednesday night, at Shuba's on Southport. It's a 21 and over show. It begins at 8 o'clock, and they have a new CD out that we are going to talk about. It's called Mother's Knife, and I want to welcome to the show three members of the band, Stephanie Myrich. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
And Hold on a second. That's the wrong mic. That's the right mic. Okay, say hi again.
Hello.
All right, there you go. And then we have Thomas Owley is with us.
Hi.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
All right, and then Eric Unger. Hi, Eric.
Hello.
How are you, man?
Pretty good.
Good. Well, welcome to the show. Let's see. How did the band, I understand the band's been together since 2015, so about a year?
Yeah, we're about a year and a half now. Yep.
Okay, and how did it all come together?
Well, I had started working at the Old Town School of Folk Music. Mm-hmm. And
we have a lot of people from Old Town School coming in here.
Yeah.
A lot. It's such a great place.
It's just a huge place full of talented musicians, so we're so lucky to be a part of that community.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess actually before I started working there, I took classes there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I met Tom.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in like a Kill Your Idols ensemble, like a punk ensemble together. And
mm-hmm.
and then I started writing songs. He started writing guitar parts for the songs, and then we went in search of a drummer and a bassist, and so that was easy to find.
So the two of you write the songs. The two of you write the songs for the band?
No, mostly Stephanie.
Yeah,
I'm not taking credit for. Yeah, but we all add our parts to what she does.
Mm. Now, how long have you been writing music?
Oh, actually, not that long.
No.
Yeah, I was kind of I took guitar classes when I was younger, and I learned how to play guitar, but I didn't actually start writing until a few years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
And guitar. Now, when you started playing, was that the instrument you wanted immediately was a guitar?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
What was it about the guitar that you wanted?
Well, it's so cool.
Yeah.
I mean, my brother was, like, taking fiddle lessons at the time, and I was like, psh, oh, my God, so dorky.
So it was guitar for you all the way?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Now, what about you guys? When did you start in music? Eric, what about you? How did you start?
I took piano lessons. We had a piano in the house, so I played the piano. And didn't really start, though, until high school. Took my mom's guitar, my mom's nylon string guitar, and took all the strings off but three and just played it as an open chord and figured it out that way. And people made fun of me, but that's six strings were too many for me. so I started with three strings and
right.
I gradually
you're up to four now.
So,
yeah. Yeah.
I haven't been playing the bass actively until I joined this group. So I also play the guitar.
Yeah. And were the piano lessons forced upon you, or was it something that you wanted to do?
You know, I gravitated towards the piano, so it wasn't too bad.
And that makes me sound like I hate the piano. I'm just saying that I've talked to so many musicians who at a young age, the parents were like, "You're taking piano lessons," and the, you know, so I'm not trying to be anti-piano. I'm not, but I've had so many people come in here and go, "Yeah, my parents. I was 4 years old. I had to start piano lessons," and you know, normally the memories aren't all that great. But yeah. No, you liked it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Okay. I've always had an instrument in my hands and, or played the piano. I still play. I still dabble, but
yeah,
I play the guitar and the bass now.
Okay. All right. Tom, what about you? How did it all start for you?
You know, I come from a family of fantastic drummers, and so I was going to follow that. And I got it. But my folks were smart enough just to get me a practice pad instead of, you know, the whole kit.
Right.
Because, of course, I didn't follow up, and I was a little, like, then, but then I did get a guitar, and I stuck with it. And
mm-hmm.
so, you know, since high school, so I've been.
So you said you come from a family of drummers.
Yeah.
Like older brothers and sisters and stuff who are.
Oh, like my dad.
Oh,
you know, we have pictures of, you know, my dad singing like Gene Krupa and.
Wow.
You know, and my cousin was a great drummer. And so, yeah, this something in our blood. I probably went the wrong direction.
Did you see Whiplash?
No. With the older guy.
Yeah, J.K. like, Simmons and the kid. Yeah,
that was rough.
I
don't know. I couldn't have a teacher like that.
I know. But it's funny because anytime I have musicians on, especially drummers, I play the drums, and so I always ask if they've seen Whiplash. And there's usually two responses to it. The one, oh my God, it was terrifying. And then I've had jazz drummers who come in here and go, that's not how to play the drums, man. His kit is set up all wrong. And they get all angry about how inaccurate it was.
I did not spill any blood on my practice.
No,
pad.
You didn't?
If you saw the movie. No, there was no blood.
No blood on the practice pad. Okay. Oh, that's great. So you guys all come from kind of a musical family. Did your family, Eric, play instruments as well?
No, like I said, I played my mother's guitar.
Yeah, your mom played guitar, though?
She did. She saved up lifeguarding one summer and bought a Yamaha nylon string, which I abused.
Uh-huh. And turned into a bass.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So other than that, my grandfather played the trumpet, and he sang in the barbershop quartet.
Oh, that's cool.
He once played me a 45 of him, of one of his high school bands or something, and I was... It was so scratchy, but he always had a knack for music. But, it's not too prevalent.
Right. Okay, well, cool. All right, we're going to talk more. We have to break here for the news. And we're going to talk more with the band Nest. You guys are playing a free show at Shuba's, which is such a great place to see a show. Mm-hmm. Great place. And we're going to hear some live music. So why don't we hang on a second here. We're going to take a break. We got the news coming up. And then more with the band Nest right here on WGN. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5 a.m. Coming up after 3, Doug Cummings is going to join us. He's the author of many books, including Escaping the Ozone. And he's going to join us to talk about this story out of Florida where a guy was actually killed after setting up an online date. So we're going to talk about safety in that world as well. Esmeralda and I are going to go head-to-head as in a VH1 pop-up video challenge. But right now, that music you just heard is from a band called Nest. They're playing a free show tonight, Wednesday, August 31st, at Shuba's at 3159 North Southport. It's a 21 and over show. Begins at 8 p.m. And we have a link on our Facebook page to their website. And joining me live in studio is Stephanie Myrich. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks.
We have Eric Unger and hi, Eric.
Hey there.
And Thomas Owley. Hi, Tom.
Hello.
All right. We're going to hear a song in a couple of minutes, but I want to talk to you guys a little bit more. Tell me a little bit about the Mother's Knife.
It's going to be, it's not out yet.
Okay.
We got two singles out, which that's the songs we're going to play for you.
Okay.
But it should be coming out at the very end of October.
Okay.
We're super excited about it. We recorded it at King Size Studios here in Chicago with our friend John Abbey. He's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And it took us probably about 4 months to... 4 months to finish, but it was, we had like the time of our lives.
Yeah.
After we finished, I was like sad. I was like, what am I, what?
Yeah.
I want to go back to the studio.
You want to go back to the studio. do you guys like, what do you prefer, playing live or the studio? I know it's two completely different experiences, but what, do you have a preference? Let's go down the line. What do you, Stephanie?
Well, I can be a bit of a control freak, so I really do like being in the studio and being able to get everything perfect and just the way I want it.
All right. How about you, Eric?
I like playing live. I like playing the bass in this band. I get to, as tall as I am, I get to kind of be in the background. And
yeah, you are a tall dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I get to kind of just do my job and rock out. It's fun.
Okay, cool. Tom, what about you?
No, I like the studio because I liked all the precision. And I don't know, I liked laying down on the couch when I wasn't busy. And I was pretending like I was Keith Richards or whatever, without the
heroin.
For the most part, without the heroin. For most of the 4 months.
Yeah. Okay. Very cool. So this was a good experience for you guys, putting it together, and you're excited about coming out. Now, the two singles that you guys are going to play for us, you said that those are available. Where can people get them?
Yeah. You can listen to them on our website, which is weareallynest.com, or on Bandcamp, which is where a lot of people go.
At Bandcamp. So you can get it at Bandcamp. So.
Yep.
The recording process, you said it took you 4 months to put it together. Now, from how much material did you have, and how many songs are on the album?
There are 11. 11 songs on the album. We probably had about 15 at the time. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Do you continue to write? Do you, you guys write as much as possible?
Oh, yeah. Like well, I said, like after we finished, I was like, oh, what do I do now? I was like, oh, yeah, write more songs.
Write more songs so that I can get back into the studio.
So we've got, we've got two new songs that we're going to be playing for the first time tomorrow.
Oh.
Tonight.
Yeah. Technically, it's, I know, because I work these hours, this is my Wednesday. So, have you played Shubas before?
Nope, this is our first time.
Oh, man.
We're so excited.
Yeah, it's such a great room. Yeah. Where have you played out before? Where are some of your favorite places?
We've played at the Hideout. That was probably our favorite one to mm-hmm. play so far. And
Square,
we played at
Square Roots was fun. That was outside.
Oh, yeah.
It was outside. It was a beautiful day. And,
yeah. That's cool.
My hair was flowing in the breeze.
Oh.
I felt like Stevie Nicks or
something. I was just going to say Stevie Nicks, yeah. Were you covered in gauze at the time?
I wish.
Sunbeam coming right down on her face.
That's great. Yeah. That's really cool. Yeah, Hideout's a great place. Mm-hmm. It was a great place. You guys now, as the band has been together for a little bit over a year, you said, where was your first gig and how was that? And what was that like for you?
That was at a place on Western Avenue.
Yep.
And it's called The Mutiny.
The Mutiny. Okay. We've had people who've come in and played The Mutiny. And how was that?
We wanted a low-pressure gig. nothing against The Mutiny. It was great. It was perfect for our first show.
Yeah. It's actually a really great place for up-and-coming bands to just, try out.
Try stuff out.
Stuff. Yeah.
Sure. That's cool.
They're generous with the drink tickets. They're very reasonable.
Okay, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, the generous with the drink tickets, especially if they're not paying you much, you better take care of the bar tab.
That's right.
At least, yeah. So, the Mutiny. You played The Mutiny, and then what were some of the other gigs that you guys have that you played?
We played in Logan Square.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Burlington.
Mm-hmm.
Some friends of ours had an album release show at Tonic Room that we played.
Sure.
That was a really nice space.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was like a little smaller, homier feeling,
right.
But it's easier to pack a small
now,
place.
Now, since you guys are now getting ready to really push the record, and the record's coming out in October, do you guys have a lot of gigs that you guys are starting to line up? Because I know tonight's the free one at Shubas,
mm-hmm.
and you guys have stuff lined up, starting to line some things up.
Yeah, that's what we're working on now.
You're working on
so,
that.
So yeah, look
right, cool.
for it soon. On
okay,
our website.
Great.
Yep.
All right, well, why don't you guys get ready to let's hear a song? Tell me about what we're going to hear, what song it is, and that this is one of the two songs that are available.
Yep.
At Bandcamp and on your website.
That's
and the
right.
website is weareallynest.com. Which we have a link on our Facebook for. So what are we going to hear?
The first song we're going to do is called Preserved. And this actually is one of those songs that didn't originate with me. It originated with our drummer, who's not here. He wrote an instrumental version of it, and then we tweaked it. I wrote some lyrics, and now it's a Nest song.
Okay, here we go. This is Nest live in studio on WGN.
Ready? One. Two, 1, 2, 3, 4. Driving in a Taylor storm. There's a lifting in my heart, tuning towards the star. I'll have a long road view. There's a figuring it out, smile and a pout, a leaning into.
Very nice, guys. That was really, really cool. That was great. So your drummer came up with the melody, and then you guys kind of tweaked it a little bit. That's how that one worked, Stephanie?
Well, you had like the chords and kind of like a instrumental riff.
Yeah.
And then I kind of came up with melody and lyrics to complement that.
Very, very cool. Who are I want to go down the line. Who are some of your influences in bands that and bands and artists that you really like? We'll start with Stephanie.
Sure. Well, when I was learning how to play guitar, I basically learned by Smashing Pumpkins kind of books.
Okay.
So I really love Smashing Pumpkins, and then Sleater-Kinney are huge influence on me in terms of being females who rock.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw them open for Pearl Jam one time.
Amazing.
Yeah, they were great. That was the only time I've ever seen them. They were great.
Awesome.
All right. Eric, what about you? What were some of your influences and bands you liked?
I like some of the stuff coming out of Chicago in the 90s. I'm from upstate New York, and all the people I went to high school with, or like all my friends, we loved Thrill Jockey, so stuff off of that label, Tortoise and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And also just rock and roll, like psychedelic rock and roll. And
just in general?
Yeah.
Okay. Tom, what about you?
Yeah, I mean, for guitar, I really love Johnny Marr. I just love
that. You can kind of hear that, man. Seriously? No.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
My God, it's the nicest thing anyone's ever said.
No, Well, I mean, Johnny Marr's he's a guitar hero, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
I just love all the stuff that he does. And then from there, I like him. I really like Clash and Pistols and stuff like that, too.
Right,
so,
right.
We do some stuff that's, we won't hear it here, but we do some stuff that gets there.
Yeah. Yeah. So punk was one of the things that were you guys all individually at some point into punk a little bit?
I hung out with all the punks in high school, even though it wasn't my favorite kind of music. But I liked the Descendants. I liked, I actually liked some of the weirder early Green Day stuff, believe it or not. I liked a lot of that stuff. Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, you guys, hang on, okay? We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We're going to talk more, and then we're going to hear another song. This is Nest, everybody, and you can hear their two singles at weareallynest.com. We have a link on our Facebook page, facebook.com/NickDShow. They are playing a free show tonight, Wednesday, August 31st, at Shuba's, 3159 North Southport. It's a 21 and over show, and it begins at 8 p.m. So we'll come back and talk more with Nest and hear some more music right here on 720 WGN. Morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower, and we're here until 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, and Steve Cochran at 6. Coming up after 3 o'clock, Doug Cummings is going to join us. You've heard him on our show years ago. He was a crime reporter here at WGN. He's written a bunch of books, and one of them is called Escaping the Ozone, Intuition, Situational Awareness, and Staying Safe. We'll talk about that in connection with a story out of Florida. We'll give you the details on it in a little bit. But that was the band Nest. Three of the members of that band have joined me live in studio. It's Stephanie Myrich, Eric Unger, and Thomas Owley. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So, you know, I always ask a standard two questions to every musician that comes in.
Okay.
And we like to talk about that. We were off the air. We were just talking about some concerts and stuff. And I was telling you that the last time I was at Old Town School of Folk was the Amy Mann show a couple of months ago, which was just great. And the difference between, well, there's a huge difference between seeing like Amy Mann in a really intimate space like the Old Town and then seeing Pearl Jam with 50,000 other people right. at Wrigley. That's a little bit different. But both experiences are, you know, are great nonetheless, and they are different. But I always ask people what their first concert and their first album was. So let's start with your first album, Stephanie.
Yes. I think I bought two at the same time.
Okay.
So it was Alanis Morissette's Jagged Little Pill.
Of course it was.
Of course it was. and maybe a little slightly less obvious was Silverchair's Frog.
Yeah, Silverchair. That was back when they were 13, right?
That's right.
They
like, that was... that's why I love them.
That was like, I mean, seriously, wasn't the band, they were like 15
yeah,
or 16
years
old when they
yeah.
first... Silverchair. Oh, my
yeah.
God. That bringing back so many memories. Oh, man, I got to go home and watch Seinfeld, the new episode. So that's great. All right, Eric, what about you? First album.
I believe it was the Wayne's World soundtrack on CD.
Oh, okay. All right, very good. And Tom, what about you?
With my own money.
Yeah.
It was, yes, Close to the Edge.
Oh, that album rules.
I know.
I love that album. That's my favorite Yes album.
Yeah. Oh, me too.
Oh, God. And You and I? Please. I've seen Yes a few times.
Yeah, that was my, introduction to their music and a bunch of others.
Phenomenal.
By my cousin.
By your cousin. All right, cool. And Stephanie, your first concert?
I think that it was Smashing Pumpkins.
Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah,
okay.
In a big like arena show.
All right.
I loved it. Yeah.
Eric?
My first show was Bob Dylan in Syracuse, New York in 1994, probably.
In Syracuse? That's awesome.
Yeah. That's near where I'm from. And it was a 2,000-seat beautiful old theater, and he, you know, people forget this, but he was kind of on the outs then. He was kind of reduced to playing Grateful Dead covers, and he wasn't really, he was kind of seen as the has-been, as I remember it, and people seem to forget that, so it was kind of just, okay, intimate show.
That's amazing. That's really, really great. Tom, first concert?
A UFO at the Chicago Stadium.
Right. I know, Tom is on the
rock bottom.
Was it the stadium or the amphitheater?
Oh, no. You're right. It was the amphitheater.
Okay. Were you there when they recorded Strangers in the Night?
No.
Shenker was gone. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so
right.
I was seeing the...
I had tickets.
The water boy, yeah.
I had the water boy came in to play guitar. Yeah. I had tickets for the show that they recorded Strangers in the Night at the amphitheater. I had tickets, but I had 105 fever. My parents were like, you're not going. I was like, I don't care if I die. I want to go. Anyway, yeah, UFO.
I have to add real quick that... actually, Amy Mann opened for Dylan at that show.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Wow,
weird
what
connection.
A show, man. All right, let's hear your next song. What are we going to hear? And tell us about it.
This is the second single off our new album coming out. And it's called Gold. And this is the first time we're doing it this like acoustic way.
Okay. So hopefully acoustic version of the song Gold. All right, whenever you guys are ready, this is Nest.
I'm being hunted down, there is no way to stop the bad dreams, they are hounding me, I'm being open wide, there is no way to stop the bad dreams pouring out of me, and you can watch me. Try me on four sides. Watch me wither, watch me rise. I'm being hunted down, hunted down. There is no way to stop the
Great. That's great. That's really, really great stuff. Thank you guys so much for coming down. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having
it was
us.
So much. It was so nice to meet you. And it was, I'm glad nice you and Dan got to reunite.
Oh, yeah.
Your parents and their parents and his parents were friends.
They're like, I think high school. I think going back to high school.
Yeah. Dan didn't even realize the connection until you booked them. It's great. Well, you guys are great. It was so much fun having you down. The show is tonight at Shuba's. It's free. Starts at 8 o'clock. It's 21 and over. The band is called Nest. Thank you guys so much for coming
down.
We'll take a break, and we got the news coming up in 30 seconds.